Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Psalm is Psalm 107. On page 746, we'll read verses 1 through 9 and 43. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let all those whom the Lord has redeemed proclaim that he redeemed them from the hand of the foe. He gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes. They found no way to a city where they might dwell. They were hungry and thirsty. Their spirits languished within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He put their feet on a straight path to go to a city where they might dwell. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and the wonders he does for his children. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Whoever is wise will ponder these things and consider well the mercies of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Luke. One of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or divider over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of all covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I'll pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I was a very young child at the time of the big fire. Looking over what seemed to me a great distance, I could see the massive flames climbing toward the sky. Later that night, I watched the glow of burning embers. The warehouse, full of nitrogen fertilizer, was a total loss. For many years, the owner had done well in the manufacture and sales of this very important product. He sold tons of it locally and elsewhere. for I grew up in a region supported by agriculture, a business saved from the economic devastation of the Great Depression by FDR's New Deal, with its allotments and various kinds of subsidies. As the Great Depression went from bad to worse, the future owner of that warehouse, the bigger barn, went from small farm to small farm, working very hard to sell fertilizer. He had no choice. The farmers had no choice. Many banks had failed. So many farmers bought on credit with their crops or their land as collateral. If all worked out, they could start the cycle again the next year. They could hope or they could quit. Not all farmers went broke, but many did. Creditors consolidated farmland, and they eventually needed bigger barns, bigger warehouses. Moreover, creditors had creditors. Interesting times. But down dirt roads in the Sand Hill region of Brooks County, another story was unfolding. The Great Depression hit hard there too, especially among small farmers and tenants. My grandmother lost her husband in 1933. She had two sons, but they would soon leave for Atlanta and Athens, with her blessing. She alone managed the family farm, including a small commissary, a plain building constructed by my grandfather, who also had built their modest farmhouse, all from timber cut off the farm. He never built bigger and bigger barns. In the early 1950s, her sons finally talked her into selling the farm and moving to a small community near Moultrie, where she already owned a rental house. One would never mistake her for a social butterfly. She was a tough farm woman who knew how to shoot. One just knew not to trifle with her. I always felt very fortunate that for some reason she seemed to like me, certainly one of life's enduring mysteries. As he prepared the farm for sale, my father discovered the books for what she called her little store. He immediately explained to my grandmother that people owed her thousands of dollars. He said he would try to collect what he could. She just laughed. Throw them books away. We were just trying to keep people alive. She just told neighbors to write in the book what they took and to sign their names. In the middle of the Great Depression, they just got what food she could provide and could retain their dignity with those signatures. Apparently, she knew of other ways to build bigger barns. When she died at age 97, my family expected few people at the graveside rites in an old church cemetery in rural Brooks County. We were stunned at the size of the crowd. The children and grandchildren of those names in the books told us that they had, quote, heard the stories. A few years later, the son of the fertilizer manufacturer was on a cruise to what we now call the Southern Ocean. He saw another passenger fall from the ship into the very cold water. He alerted others and jumped from the ship, swam to the distressed woman, and kept her afloat until more help arrived. He saved her life. I would like to think my grandmother saved a few lives too. Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Visit this place, O Lord, and drive far from it all snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us to preserve us in peace. And let your blessing be upon us always, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I ask your intercessions and thanksgivings. For Kathy Armstrong.
For all the students and teachers who are back to school.
Guide us waking, O Lord,
and guard us sleeping,
that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen. Amen.